Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. I don't know if you've seen any of the Travel Wisconsin commercials. They're absolutely fantastic. I just love the light that they put our state in. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. She is the leader when it comes to telling our story. Julia Fellow and I speak to Ann every week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. It's really a fun segment. This week's topic was a fun one. It was birding. Here's the conversation. We are excited to be joined by the awesome, the amazing Ann Sayers, our travel secretary. Ann, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I love this topic, actually, birding. I've become fascinated by it in the last couple of years. And in Wisconsin, we've got lots of opportunity, don't we?
We do. And I love this topic, too. I'm an enthusiastic but poor birder. Can't wait to talk about it.
Yes, and we can also sing along with songbirds at the Ridges Sanctuary.
Yes, you're going to want to pack your binoculars as you head up to Door County this spring and summer. The Ridges Sanctuary is a top spot for bird watching. The nature preserve near Bailey's Harbor sits in the breeding range for many migratory songbirds. Definitely check out the Logan Creek section of the sanctuary. It's designated outstanding water resource and home to various songbirds. Maybe you'll hear the black-throated green warbler or the rose-breasted grosbeak. Love those guys. Hmm. The Ridges Sanctuary also has several birding-related events. So the weekend of April 18th through the 19th is the annual Midwest Crane Count. You can join for guided hikes to possible crane nesting locations and participate in counting sandhill cranes. How cool is that? You can hear from guest speakers, get the whole family involved with Kids Birding 101 hike. Aww. And if you're traveling in late spring, you have to book a room at Gordon Lodge. It's a waterfront property, open to the season in May, and it treats guests to a memorable experience. You can choose from cottages big enough for the whole family or suites ideal for couples. And then step outside in the early morning, see the sunrise over Lake Michigan and the melody of birdsong and crashing waves.
It's so fun, Anne. I get really excited talking about this. And right in our own backyard is a really special place for the spring migration, the Horicon Marsh. Tell us about it.
We really are so lucky. It's one of the country's best spring birding locations. Horicon Marsh is the country's largest freshwater cattail marsh. A variety of species stop here between mid-April and mid-May on their migratory journeys. And on a single day in spring, it's not unusual to find up to 100 species of birds in the marsh alone. April brings flocks of geese and ducks on their trips to spots further north, and shorebirds begin returning this month, too. Plus, mark your calendars for May 8th through 10th for the Horicon Marsh Bird Festival. Birders of all skill levels are welcome. It's an annual gathering, family-friendly events, activities like bus tours, boat tours, hikes to nest boxes, a whole bunch more. You can learn more about the wetland of international importance that is the Horicon Marsh at their Education and Visitor Center. It is so cool. It's a state-of-the-art visitor center, has interactive, kid-friendly displays, although I learned a lot from them. Lots of trails to explore, and then rest your eyes after a day of bird watching at the Audubon Inn. It's a 130-year-old property. It's in nearby Mayville. It's an ideal overnight option. It's a historic hotel, spacious guest rooms, soaking tubs, and bird-inspired artwork. I love it there.
That's so fun. And prairie chickens. They're really popular in Wisconsin. I just learned about them, and they're very popular in Wood County. I mean, there are species that almost was wiped out in our state, so that's really fun.
Well, you know, we always say Wisconsin has a festival for everything, and here you go. We have a Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival. It's the annual festival. It's in Wisconsin Rapids, and of course, it's honoring the greater prairie chicken and other unique grassland species. Main activities are going to take place on Saturday, April 11th, and Sunday, April 12th. Guided bus tours each day for a chance to see spring migrants, cranes, ducks, geese, and the queen and King and Queen of Leola. It's a pair of nesting bald eagles that rule over Leola Marsh Wildlife Area. Other activities include viewing prairie chickens from blinds, a live kestrel presentation, vendors, and a silent auction. And then grab a bite to eat at the Branding Iron Supper Club. It's family-owned business. It's loved by Wisconsin Rapids locals and visitors alike. Lots of great appetizers, smoked fish dips, surf and turf combos, and a classic supper club ambiance.
I really do love this topic, and at our house, I keep a little bird book in our end table by the big window that looks out into the woods. We keep binoculars there. And for a lot of people, it's when the tulips come up that spring starts. For me, I always want to see the orioles. When the orioles show up at our feeders with their bright orange chest, it's just a cool thing. What sort of birds do you see from your place?
Oh, my gosh. I had the same spot that you're talking about with my binos and my book.
Yes.
Right now, I've been spotting some great horned owlets.
Whoa.
So,
wow. How big are they, Anne? Are they little?
They're actually pretty. pretty big for being owlets. Just tells you how big they are as adults.
Yeah.
They're fluffy and they're cute.
Oh my God, that sounds so amazing. You say you're not a great birder. It sounds like you are. At least you're enthusiastic.
I am. You know, we're even seeing bats already. I love that. The cranes are out. It's fantastic. Wisconsin has so much variety. I just love when the skies, you can hear it, you know, in the morning and in the evening. We're so lucky.
I love it, too. To start your spring getaway, go to travelwisconsin.com. Ann Sayers is the birding travel secretary. Ann, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm serious about that. I love the orioles. They just kind of make my day. I never knew you could attract orioles, but my bird feeder just kind of gets it done. Birding. Love it. Ann Sayers, fantastic. Thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. For more information on the show, it's really easy. Go to WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll catch you again next week.